time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
name of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who can do and say, the Almighty God. Let's glorify His holy name. He's worthy to be praised, He's worthy to be adored, He's worthy to be magnified. There's no one like Him. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am. He is the Ancient of Days. Bless His holy name. 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 He's worthy. Thank you, Father. Bless His holy name forever and ever. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Ancient of Days, the blessed forever. Blessed forever. Thank you, Daddy. There's no one like you, Lord. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Father, we bless your name for this holy Sunday.
Baba, people go for the for just give me money.
Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you did the day before. Thank you for all our yesterdays. Thank you for what you will do tonight. Thank you for what you will do tomorrow. Thank you for your convention. Thank you that the week had come at last. Thank you because our journey to unlimited greatness has started. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Glory be to your holy name. Father, glory be to your holy name. Almighty God, glory be to your holy name. Take all glory, Daddy.
Daddy, go.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you are not one of the ministers, it might be a good idea to move away now because it is examination time.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run nínú ìjọ yìí a rọ̀ nísinsìnyí pé kò jọ kó fàyè sílẹ̀ fún wa rí ibi tá a dé yìí àkókò ìdánwò ni.
So the rest of us shake hands with one or two people and say,
àwa tó kẹjá gbọ́wọ́ lọ́wọ́ ara wa ká wí pé,
God bless you, you will pass your exams.
Amen. Ọlọ́run kò bùkún fún yín ẹ ó yege ìdánwò yìí. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
In the kingdom of heaven, you will pass your own exams.
Amen. Ni ijọba Ọlọ́run o yege idanwo re.
Every exam that comes your way will be a stepping stone to promote. Just 2 Kings chapter 13.
Iwe awọn ọba keji. Ori ketala.
Let's take it from verse 15.
Ki amọ lati ese 15
to verse 19.
Si ese 15.
2 Kings 13.
Iwe aba keji ori ketala.
We read from verse 14 to 19.
14.
14, right.
Amọ lati ese 14.
No, no, from verse 15.
Ese 15 ni o si 15.
And Elisha said unto him,
Elisha said, we put me
take bow and arrows.
No, 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 no,
And he took unto him bow and arrows.
O si mo orun atofa.
And he said to the king of Israel,
O si mi fun oba Israeli pe.
Put thy hand upon the bow.
Yo owo re le orun na.
And he put his hand upon it.
O si fi owo re le.
And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands.
Elisha ti fi owo re le owo oba.
And he said, open the window eastward.
O si pe chifere se ila orun.
And he opened it.
O si chi.
Then Elisha said,
Neba na ni Elisha wi pe
shoot.
Ta.
And he shot.
O wo si ta.
And he said,
O si wi pe
the arrow of the Lord's deliverance.
Opa igbala luwa.
And the arrow of deliverance from Syria.
Ati opa igbala lowo Syria.
For thou shalt smite the Syrian in Aphek.
Nitori iwo kolu awon ara Syria ni Aphek.
Till thou have consumed them.
Titi iwo fi run won.
And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto him, to the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he said unto the, and he smote thrice. And stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou have consumed it. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria for thrice.
Syria meta.
I wish we have another 1 week to look at this passage. You know, the time we have only been looking at verse 14. But I will try and just quickly summarize what remains here. And trust God that He will help you with whatever is left out. There are certain things that God may do that may not make sense to the ordinary man. But please remember, God is wiser than you.
Amo o ye ka ma ranti pe Olorun ni ologbon julo.
For those of us who were here yesterday,
iye wa ta wa ni ni ana
yesterday night,
ni asale ana,
something happened.
Nkan kan chele.
To some it didn't make sense.
Si awon elomi iwa omogo ni.
To some, by this time next year, they will still be giving testimonies.
Amen.
But the aspect that I want to emphasize here is when the man of God said to the king, take the arrows and smite the ground.
And
the king smote 3 times and stopped. The man of God said, who asked you to stop? First lesson you learn from that is, please don't try to control the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit control you. Release yourself to Him. Let Him do whatever He likes with you. When He likes. At the end of the day, the result will be tremendous.
I can
give you an illustration, something that happened here this evening.
The choir
came for their rehearsal.
Àwọn akọrin wọ́n péjọpọ̀ láti ṣe àtúnyẹ̀wò orin wọn.
I sat down there listening to them.
A wà ń bẹ̀ yẹn, à ń tẹ́tí sí wọn.
And they sang wonderfully well.
Wọ́n kọrin dáradára.
I was happy.
Inú mi dùn.
And once in a while, when the son is happy, his father is happy too.
Lẹ́ẹ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan, nígbà tí inú àwọn ọmọ bá ń dùn, inú bàbá pàápàá máa ń dùn.
I just felt the power of God coming down.
Ṣé mo rí bí agbára Ọlọ́run ti sàn kalẹ̀ wá?
And those who were directly in front of me.
Àwọn tó wà ní ọkọ mi tààràtà.
Radiation went towards them.
Ṣíṣàn agbára yẹn, ó ṣàn dọ́dọ̀ wọn.
And they began to fall.
A ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní lọ sílẹ̀ ní kọ̀ọ̀kan.
Now, if we are to do everything in order, we should let them finish their rehearsal before they begin to fall.
Tàbá ní ká ṣe ohun gbogbo ní mẹ́lọ́mẹ́lọ́ lọ́nà ẹ̀tọ́. Ó yẹ ká jẹ́ kó kọrin wọn tọ́kọ́ tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bọ́ọ̀lù lẹ̀ náà.
I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you.
Mo ń gbàdúrà fún yín.
That at the time you do not expect, the Holy Spirit will just
Amen.
Take you.
Amen. Amen. Pé ní àkókò tí o kò retí, ẹ̀mí máa ti bàlé ọ.
Amen. In the bathroom.
Amen. Ní ìbálùwẹ̀ ni.
As you are blessing your food to eat.
Amen. Bí o ti ń gbàdúrà sí oúnjẹ tó fẹ́ jẹ.
Even as we are waking up in the morning.
Hallelujah. Amen. Àní bó ti jí lòwúrọ̀.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Remember my old late friend Kenneth Hagin.
Mo rántí ọ̀rẹ́ mi kan tó ti kọjá lọ, Kenneth Hagin àgbà.
He told a story.
Ó sọ ìtàn kan.
They were about to eat.
A fẹ́ jẹun.
Wọ́n fẹ́ jẹun.
Wọ́n fẹ́ jẹun.
And it was time to pray just to bless the food.
Ó sì tó àkókò láti gbàdúrà kan ya oúnjẹ náà sí mímọ́.
And as they were saying, bless the food, oh Lord.
Wọ́n ti sọ pé ya oúnjẹ sí mímọ́ Olúwa.
The Holy Spirit came down.
Ẹ̀mí mọ́ sì sọkalẹ̀.
And there was revival for 45 minutes.
Ìsọjí sì wà fún ìṣẹ́jú márùndínláàádọ́ta.
The food got cold.
Oúnjẹ di tútù.
But who cares?
Àmọ́. Tani Ekan.
How many of you want the visitation of the Almighty God? You get it during this convention.
Amen.
You better let me hear your amen loud and clear.
Amen. Amen.
Don't control the Holy Spirit. Let him do the controlling. So the man of God says, strike. Just say strike. He didn't say strike three times. Just strike. So the best thing to do is just keep on striking. Just keep on striking. But it's struck three times and stopped. Second lesson from that is that you don't stop praying until your joy is full. I've been praying for something for 3 years, no answer yet. Keep praying.
Tẹ̀síwájú nínú àdúrà.
The answer will come.
Amen. Ìdáhùn yóò dé.
Just as I know the answer for someone will come during this convention.
Amen. Amen. Gẹ́gẹ́ bó ti dá mi lójú gbangba pé ìdáhùn ẹnìkan, èsì ẹnìkan yóò dé láàrin àjọ̀dún yìí.
I think I taught you during the last minister's conference.
Mo rò pé a kọ́ wa ní àkókò. Ẹ̀pàdé àwọn òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run tó kọjá.
When he says knock and the door shall be opened.
Nígbà tó sọ pé kọ́ lẹ̀kùn, a ó sì ṣí lẹ̀kùn.
He didn't say knock once or twice. Just keep knocking. You know that the one who opened the door is inside. God has never traveled. He's at home. He's not deaf. Not deaf. So you can hear the knocking. Keep knocking until the door is opened. Keep knocking. I told you the story. At that time, I said, we've just finished the convention. And I've tidied up everything I needed to do in the office. So the second day after the convention, I finally went home. Everybody had gone. So I thought, now I'm going to rest. So I prayed with my family. I told them, now I'm going to rest. I don't want to be disturbed. They all say, yes, daddy. So I went to my bed. Put on my pyjamas, etc., etc. And then, just as I got to my bedroom, a woman came. From the north.
Lati Ariwa.
And as the children. Is daddy in?
Se baba wa nle.
And my children have been taught never to lie.
As it ko awon omo wa pe o gbodo fi ba kokko puro.
He said yes, he's saying, but he's not seen anybody.
Ani be ni o wa nle amo mo le re ni keni bayi.
He said, my question is he in?
He
said, he's in. That's all. I will sit at this door until I see him. He's not coming down today. Who said he's coming down? Whether he comes today or tomorrow. 3 days, 5 days. But you see. Thank you very much. So they told my wife, there is a woman. Who said from now on your doorstep is going to be her bedroom until she sees daddy. So my wife sent to me and said, we know you are tired. But if you want to rest, you better add this woman's case to your tiredness. So I had to come down in my pajamas. What do you want, woman? He said, this is my head that has not received any good thing since it was born. Just touch it. That's all I want. Is that all? Okay. There is somebody here during this convention. Who is going to say to God, I know you are in. I will knock until you open the door unto me. And he's going to open the door to somebody.
Amen.
Third lesson from this story was that the man of God was wroth. It's a dangerous thing to make the man of God angry.
Ah.
Because
Because whatever he says,
even in his anger, it's going to happen.
Toro ko to ba so ninu ibinu e papa yo di chiche.
That's why when you see a man of God, particularly who is not usually angry, try your best not to make him angry.
Idini e to bi je pe to ba ri eniyan Olorun iranse Olorun kan papa eni ti ki binu sora lati miru eni be binu.
Why was Elisha angry?
Eredi ti Elisha fi binu.
Elisha was not angry for himself.
Elisha binu ti tori are.
He was going.
Owo ti se ton tin lo je.
He's finished his assignment, he's about to go.
O ti pari oju se re, o si ti mura ta ti ma lo.
He was angry because this king was cutting short on his own victory.
Inu bi ti tori pe oba yi o fi di won si awon isegun ti ba ni.
When the man of God is saying, hey, this is the way you should behave, this is the way you should go, this is, and you are saying, you are dragging your feet, you are not doing what he says you should do, who is going to suffer? When we say learn to fast and you dodge, we say we are going to fast from morning till 6 o'clock. As soon as there's a break at 2 o'clock, you go straight across the road to go and feed yourself. Who is the loser?
Oh, but I was awake, Bowie. Oh, for what, Monty? Don't ye, ba? That's a come up, Bowie, Lata, I don't. Titi Dagomepa. Told ya, Coco, you see me right back, Lagomedi. Told you're a lossy beyond that, oh, Lord John. Ah, Talon, but Danu.
Who?
Danny.
When we say learn to give,
but that's a quick call that if you funny.
Learn to sow.
Call that if you funny.
Be an altar man.
Jenny, bye bye.
And you say, they are saying their own.
And I'm not such a issue.
Who is going to lose?
Taloma pa
danu. There was one beautiful testimony last Holy Ghost service.
Eridada kan wa ni akoko ise mo to koja.
One man came to the Holy Ghost service of January.
Eni kan wa si ise mo osu kini odun January.
He had no money.
Ko ni owo.
His friend had to pay his transport fare to get here.
Awon ore to ro pe ko wa si ile ipago fa fun isiyi awon na fun lowo to fi wa moto de yi.
When he came, we talked about the altar.
Neba to de asoro ni pa pepe.
And we said the altar is the place where God and man meets.
Asi so pe ibi pepe ni ibi ti Olorun ati eniyan ti pade.
Where God meets man and man meets God.
Nibi ti eniyan tin ba Olorun pade ti Olorun tin ba eniyan pade.
And they exchange gifts.
Ti won se ipasiparo ebun.
You give God something.
Wa fomo ko fa Olorun.
Before you go, God gives you something.
Ko to fa we pada Olorun na ti fomo ko le Olowo.
So we encourage everybody to give something.
Awa gba gbogbo eniyan ni mo eyan ju pe ri pe o fomo ko sile.
The man said,
Abeni eni.
I have nothing to give.
Mo ni kan ti ma fi le na.
The only thing I have is my gold wristwatch.
Amo nkan ti mo ni. O ni ago wura wa mi.
If I give that now, very soon one of the pastors will be wearing it.
Ti ba de so yen sile nisin yo. Okan ninu awon alufa lo wa be ti ni wo laipe o.
But because God loves him.
Amo tori bo Olorun fe re.
He said I will give it.
O ni wo fi sile.
I'm going to give it to God anyway.
Wo fi fun Olorun bo ti wu kori.
So he gave his wristwatch.
O fi ago wo re sile.
And went away.
Osilo.
But God had given him something in return.
Amo bo tin lo Olorun fowo ko fun.
Before January ended.
Ki o ju January to pari.
He had become the director of a company.
O ti di alakoso ise kan.
Because a friend came from London.
London.
Say we want to start a company in Nigeria. And you are the one that want to be one of the directors.
Director.
If he had not given that wristwatch, that friend would have looked for somebody else. And there's no pastor now, by the grace of God,
hallelujah,
who is begging for wristwatch.
No.
God has taken us beyond that.
Of course, yes. Allah ti gba chakoso gbogbo yen.
I say God has taken us beyond that.
Oh, Allah ti gbe wa kada gbogbo yen.
When you give, who are you benefiting?
Ti o ba fi sile, ta lo ma jafani e.
When the widow of Zarephath surrendered her meal,
neba cho bi ro bo ara Zarephath ni yonda o jere.
Was it Elijah that was in danger or herself?
Se Elijah lo wa ninu ewu bi tabi obirin yen.
The Almighty God, who had been feeding Elijah by birds for 1 year, has he grown tired?
Allah, Lord, my tobo Elijah, lati pa se ye iwo fun odun kan gbako se o ti re ni bi.
When we say live holy,
niba ta ba so pe e je mimo pe igbaye wa mimo.
Don't cheat.
Ah, ma re ni je ye lujibiji.
Don't cheat God on your tithes. Give offering generously. Win souls. Follow them up. Who is going to gain? Is it the general overseer or you? Let me tell you the truth. If I die today, by the special grace of God, Nigeria will know somebody died.
Hallelujah. Nigeria, I'm up here. Hey!
Any war? But when I ask you to win souls,
I'm up at you about America, Jericho.
Establish churches.
Come.
Press forward with this work. It is because a day is coming that when any of you die, the world will know. I know you don't believe that. That's why you didn't say amen.
Amen.
I think I've always said this one jokingly. I was telling my children in Britain, let's keep on doing this work. Winning souls. Establishing churches. I said, day is coming. Nobody will be able to do anything in this land without consulting you.
They
said amen.
He's
going to consult ordinary black man.
Hey.
But today, even when they wanted to choose the Archbishop of Canterbury,
hey, but what about your Archbishop of Canterbury?
They asked my boys,
what's
your opinion? When the captain of police in London wants to hold a meeting, they invite my boys. The Church Missionary Society that brought Christianity to Nigeria, one of my boys now is in their board.
Our society, John.
CMS.
CMS.
And I joke with them, I say, I'm the one who saw the vision. Now you are the one reaping the benefit. You don't even remember me in Nigeria.
Amen. What? Bishop.
I'm the one who saw the vision. And you are the one drinking the tea now, eating. Whether you believe it or not, you are going to be great.
Amen.
But how great you are going to be individually will be determined by you. Be determined by how obedient, how faithful, how thorough. If we say let's pray for 1 hour and you came in just 5 minutes before the prayer is over, no problem. If the program during the convention is going to start at 7 and you stroll in at 8 o'clock, no problem. After all, what is it they are doing now? They are only praising God. They're praising God. So, and I'm too big for that kind of thing. Let the small ones praise God. They will praise God until they are far ahead of you. Because the Bible says when praise goes up, blessings come down. When we are worshiping God, participate. No, don't you know I am an elder? Let the small boys be dancing. Little ones, you be dancing. We elders, we sit down. And we be watching you. Be watching you. You dance. You do the dancing. And as you are sitting down, and they are dancing, gradually you doze. So when the spirit is moving, and he comes to your side, he found you sleeping.
Oh, he
said, fine, sleep a little longer. It's in your hand. One of my colleagues, we enter into full time at the same time. We were fasting together. Praying together. After some time, he said, this is not this hard. I said, I agree with you. It's really not this hard. But as for me, even though it's not this hard, I think I have a longer journey to travel. I think I will fast a little more. I will pray a little more. I don't think I want to relax yet. I I know God has done great things for me.
Mama, follow and teach her. Won't laugh for me.
But I know Him to be Jehovah El Shaddai.
She want mama, can be Jehovah El Shaddai.
He said, "Listen, listen." He said Jesus fasted 40 days only once.
Jesus bawe ogoji oso at ogoju oru lekan chocho.
At the beginning of his ministry.
After that
one. Even when he's hungry on Sabbath he ate.
Baby ba te pa lojo si mi. A ma jeun na.
I said that is true.
Oh, talk on loso, mo lo to loso.
However,
Amosha,
he said,
oh, we be
the works that he did.
He said, you
I will do.
Me mio she
and greater works.
Hallelujah. Ati chetio to be, do wa yilo.
Will I do?
Me mio she.
I said I will fast a little more.
Mo ni ma gba we die si.
I will pray a little more.
Ma gba dra die si.
If at the end of the day,
Baba de oko gbogbo,
he says I overdid it.
To so pe a se ju mi po.
I will still say that's better than underdoing it.
Mo ma so pe a eye da ju pe ki ma se kojo otuwo.
I think I will rather overdo it.
Oh, boy, lati se tayo.
Today, not too, just a few years after we had that discussion.
Leni, let your dear see if you why.
Tajo soro yemo. My friend is still doing well. Thank God.
Are mi ma yin se dada o. Ah, ope ni fo Olorun.
His auditorium must be about the size of one of these babes. Doing very well.
Ele ijosi en. Ah. O fe tu okan ninu gbogon yi. O se dada. Se dada gan.
But God knows what I want.
Ama Olorun mo ohun ti mo fe.
God knows.
Olorun mo.
Now what is doing the camp now?
Pe ohun to se ninu ile pagbo inisi.
Big as this auditorium is.
Big gbogon yi se tobi to.
I want it to do it in every local government.
Amen. Mo be ko se ni gbogbo agbegbe ijoba kankan.
That when those of you in your local government decide to hold a night vigil, your auditorium will be bigger than this one.
Amen. Beni ba te ni keni ninu yin ba be se iso oru ibi ta ma pe jopo si a tobi ju bi ta wa yi lo.
This is a big auditorium.
Ah, bogon la gan leleyi.
And every year we come, you have extended it.
Baba Tunde, Lord, do be let me fe.
But this is children auditorium.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amagba gan just awon omode leleyi o.
One day we will begin to build that of the adults.
Amen. Lajoko abe sini ko ti awon agbagba.
I think I will pray a little more.
Hallelujah. Mo wo ye pe wo gbadura si esi.
I think I will fast a little.
Ma ba we di esi.
I think I will seek the face of God a little more.
Ma wo ojo Olorun di esi.
Not for myself.
Ki se para mi.
But for my children.
Se papa omo mi.
For you.
For you.
Because you are, your greatness will be unlimited.
Amen. Sorry, teacher, be you can need you.
But no matter how much I want you to be great, it is still in your hand.
Oh my one, how are you?
The arrows are in your hand.
I want for now, below you.
I can teach you what to do with the arrows.
But
you can strike the ground 3 times and stop.
You may say, ah,
what I've done is enough. Am I the only one
there?
3 times, ah, that's enough. And there'll be some people who will say, Even 10 times is not enough. Then the man of God said, you stopped? Say you should have continued. 5 or 6 times. 5 or 6 times. What does that one mean? It means double your efforts.
I'm
talking to you. From today, double your efforts. Double your giving. Double your praying. Double your witnessing. Double your establishment of churches. Double your effort. 6 is 2 times 3. I told one of our countries where we have churches.
I
said, you must double within a year. After I left, they had a meeting. Don't mind the old man. He thinks everything is like Nigeria. If we give him a little more than this, that's all. As if they are doing it for me. Not for me. It's not Redeemed Christian Church of Adeboye. It's Redeemed Christian Church of who? We don't have money to do the work. Did we have money when we started here? No. The first set of dormitories here. Somebody call it chicken pens. Because that was what they were. But that's where we slept. And we kept on winning souls. Today, in this same camp, houses in Nigeria. And your own will be joining them soon. Were we rich when we started? I told you the story not too long ago. My first year as general overseer. We needed 400 naira. So myself,
Amy,
Papa Digio, who was there, my AGO.
Papa Digio, to one day back at one banana.
Pastor Akindele, who was both my treasurer and private secretary.
Pastor Akindele, to one day, treasurer, she, Akawe, Mokalewa.
We sat down in my office.
I don't go in your office.
4 hours.
Oh, Wakati.
Thinking, where are we going to get 400
naira?
We made all kinds of suggestions. Including opening the tithe box in the middle of the month. But we knew if we open it, there is nothing there. ₦400. But unknown to us, there was a man sitting down waiting to see me. With 2 envelopes in his hand. When we finally finished our meeting, with the conclusion that we better pray.
Pelu
We came to see the man. He gave me the two envelopes. Each one contained 200 naira. That's how poor we were then. But then that's how rich God was then. We don't have money. That's why we can't establish more churches. We don't have people who can take care of the churches. The new people don't know the Bible enough. You know the Bible? Tell me now. Those of you who know the Bible.
But
seriously know the Bible. Raise your hand, let me see.
Now it's okay. Oh, wow.
If you don't know the Bible seriously, and you are area pastor, you are provincial pastors, you are this and that. How have you succeeded to date? This work is not your work. It is the work of God. The owner of the work won't let his work be spoiled. He said, open wide your mouth. And I will fill it. It's in your hand. Double your efforts. Then the man of God spoke. I want to beg you, brethren. When you see a man of God angry, before he could speak, beg you. Why? Because once he says it, it will be difficult to retract. He said,
how?
You stopped. You should have shrieked 5 or 6 times. Then you would have consumed Syria completely. But now, oh, I wish the king would say, please, 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 don't say it, but now. Nah, don't, please.
Let's
Oh, my father, please. Because if he had kept quiet, God probably would have handled the remainder. He said, but now, you will strike Syria 3 times. And the heaven said, amen. If you know the power of the pronouncement of the man of God, you'll be hanging on every bit of it. When you hear one that is beneficial for you, your amen will be loud and clear. I said it before, I'm saying it one more time for your own benefit. Don't think I'm talking about the Holy Ghost service as if there is nobody attending. Those of us who are here in July, every seat was occupied. With the exception of the two additional bays that have just been added. Every seat was occupied.
Then
why are you still talking to us about it? Because the elders have a saying. Little blessing, little curses. I prefer the blessing. The little blessings that kept coming down, is making a lot of difference in the life of people. People don't survive by feast. Feast.
How
do we live? A little breakfast today. A little dinner in the evening. Another one tomorrow. Another one in the evening. Little at a time. Just imagine. Somebody says,
can you call me pay?
I will eat in March.
Ah! Oh, she can't do la wai.
Special Holy Ghost service. I will feast.
Ne, a koko is a mima bataki. Whoa, jow badun, you know, a pejana.
Then I will fast till convention time in August.
Lati ba ye, ma wa cha lai jew. Titi di ochu kia jo. You know how koko a jo do?
And then I will feast.
Eh, ma tu wa jie, ma ki, dada.
And then I will fast until the Congress in December.
Ah, ma tu wa ba, awe. Titi di koko Congress ni ochu kia jila.
You will just die.
Wa ko tate rupa.
And those who come every month.
Ama wa to wa lo chochu.
Recharging their batteries.
Any tere, jitere.
A little here, a little there. A little here, a little blessing. Even if all the man of God says this, there's someone here today who will be blessed.
Baba de jepe ki ke owo ti iranse Olorun so ni pe enikan be ni ijode alabuko fun.
Because he said so.
Tori pe o wi be ni.
And you said amen.
Tori dawa mi.
The heaven will also say amen.
Arubelu yo dawa mi.
And whether the devil likes it or not.
Bi satani fe boko.
You will be blessed.
Daju daju o de ni boko. Amen.
I can go on and on, but I need to go and get ready for tomorrow.
Mo le tesiwaju bebe. Amo o ye kin ni simi die ko to di ojumo ola.
Let me conclude by saying this.
E je ka fi eleyi. Mo ro na wa ti danuro.
When your leader asks you to do something.
Ne ba ta saju e ba so fun pe ko so won kan.
Even if it appears foolish to you.
Bo te je owo omugo. To je owo omugo fun o. Leti e.
Provided it is not sinful.
Ni wo bi o ba ti mu ese lowo.
I advise you to do it.
Mo gba o niyanju pe ko se.
If he asks you to sin, don't do.
To ba ni ko dese. Ire ma se gba.
But if he asks you to do something that doesn't seem to make too much sense to you.
Amo to ba ni ko so wo kan. To da be ni pe ko mo gbo lowo to fo.
There might be something he has seen which you have not seen.
Oh, cheche kari o wo jo wo ti ri. Ti re ko ti ri.
Something that he knows that you don't know.
Oh, ko jo wo mo ti re ko mo.
Something he had heard from God that you have not heard.
Oh, ko jo wo ti gbo latodo Olorun ti re ko igbo.
When my father and the Lord was alive.
Nigba ti baba mi no Oluwa nbe laye.
We were feeling the land at Ebute Meta with sawdust.
Abi, yapu yapu, gedu, abi koi le di Ebute Meta.
One day, Papa came and said,
"Lato ka Papa, what is it?"
As you are dumping your sawdust,
pay attention, sawdust, you nusile.
continuing to say, my problems are buried.
Ma wi pe gbogbo isoro mi gbogbo wahala mi odi won mole.
And don't forget, at that time I was already a lecturer in mathematics at the University of Lagos.
Yo ba be pe ni akoko yen mo ti ja o oluko ni eko isiro ni leko giga ti Eko.
So my scientific mind will say,
oko imoye mi o ma wa wi pe o ye ko wi pe
what has sawdust got to do with this man just wanted people who will walk.
My brothers and my sisters, there are certain spectacular things that God says he wants to do here tonight. I don't want sin to rob you of your miracle. That is why, number one, those of you who have not given your life to Jesus, you better come now. Come and surrender your life to him. Let him cleanse you in his blood. Come to him. This is your night. I will wait for 5 minutes to take care of that, because it will be a shame if you suddenly hear hundreds of thousands of people shouting for joy. And you say, what is happening? And they say, oh, God has been touching us. You say, what about me? So if you are here and you are not born again, or you are not sure of your salvation, please come now. The Lord is willing to touch you today. Hurry up now. Now the rest of us, I want you to stand on your feet, and I want you to talk to God for 2-3 minutes and said, Father, if there's anything that I don't know of, any hidden sin in my life that can stand between me and your touch tonight, please wash it away with your blood. Those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, you have to hurry up now, because the time is limited. Today is the day of salvation. God is calling you now, and he wants to save your soul. I want you to hurry up now, and as you come, begin to talk to Jesus Christ. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to have mercy on you. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him to be merciful unto you today, and write your name in the book of life. Begin to talk to him as you come. And if you know you are coming, hurry up. I know some of you are coming from afar, but you have to move very fast and come and call on Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. Say, Lord, save my soul. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me tonight. Come quickly. The Lord is calling you. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Sin is the only insulator that can stand between you and the healing touch of God. Sin is the only obstacle that can stand between you and that touch of God that can solve all the problems in your life. Oh, the Bible says, unless you are born again, you will not even see the kingdom of God. And the Bible tells us that the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in power, in peace, in joy in the Holy Ghost. So come on now, the Lord is calling you. Come and give your life to him. And as you come, begin to cry to him. Pray with all your heart. Say, Lord, every sin in my life, forgive tonight. Forgive tonight. Father, forgive tonight. Almighty God, forgive tonight. He's calling you. This is the day of salvation. This is your own hour of salvation. Come on quickly. come. God bless you as you come. Come from all over the place. Sin can block the power of God in your life. And it can even block your way to heaven. But if you come to him tonight, oh, he'll be merciful unto you. He will forgive. Oh yes, he will forgive you. Come on now, the Lord is calling. This is the hour of salvation. This is the day of joy for you. The Lord is calling. Now we wait another 1 minute and then I'm going to pray. So if you know you are coming, you better hurry up now. This is the hour of salvation. Come and call on him. Father, have mercy on me. Save my soul. Save my soul. Wash me in your blood tonight and make me clean. Make me clean, Lord. Oh yes, Father, I come before you today. I come because I need your salvation. I come because I need a wash in your blood. I want all my sins to be gone. So please have mercy. Have mercy on me. Oh yes, call on him now. Call on him. Keep coming, keep coming. The Lord is going to touch you tonight. He's going to do marvelous things in your life. But first, you must be born again. You must be born again. You have only half a minute left now. So if you are coming, hurry up. This is the day of salvation. God will save your soul. He will be merciful unto you. Come on now, the Lord. Calling you. This is your day of salvation. You have only 10 seconds to go now. You must hurry up. Those of you who are coming, hurry up now. And come and call on the Lord for salvation of your soul. He will save you tonight. He will bless you tonight. But you must come quickly. You must come quickly. Only 5 seconds to go now. 5 seconds and then it will be over. The door of mercy is still open. But don't wait too long. If you are not sure of your salvation, this is the time to come out now. God is calling you and he wants to save your soul. He wants to be merciful unto you. Come on now quickly. Come now, the Lord is calling you. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to count up to 10. By the time I get to 10, if you are not yet in front, I will take it that you are not coming. 1, 2, 3, 4. Alright, I can see you moving now. 5, 6, 7 now. Oh, I told you to walk before. 8 now. Oh, thank you, Father, because you are the Savior. 9 now. Blessed be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father,
Baba,
I want to thank you because you are the Savior. There is power mighty in your blood. The power to save. The power to deliver. The power to do mighty things. They are all in your hands. Just one touch from you, and we will all be free. And I know you are going to touch us tonight. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for these people who have come forward for salvation. Every one of them, Lord, save their souls, forgive their sins, cleanse them in your blood, write their names in the book of life. From today, let them remain true children of God. Thank you, my Father. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, those of you who have come forward, if you look to my left, you see a man waving a piece of wood there. There's another one to my left here too. I want you to follow the two of them. Some pastors are waiting for you there. They will take down your name and your prayer request and bring them to me so that I can continue to pray for you. So follow them now. Let's clap for Jesus as they go. Let's give the Lord a big hand as he goes. Let's give the Lord a big hand as he goes.
Oh, what a wonder.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They brought this piece of paper to me now.
One more paper to see.
To tell us
that
between 8:30 p.m. and 1 a.m. this morning, five babies have been born. Well, the girls are beating up. Two boys and three girls. So let the girls shout hallelujah. Boys, don't worry. The night is yet young. Let me hear the boys shout hallelujah. They said one of the boys was even delivered in the traffic. In the traffic. Was delivered right inside the car there. That boy said, "Ah, get me to the camp on time." Let somebody shout hallelujah. Now, the next thing that the Almighty God wants to do,
oh, we talk to Allah, Lord, my refuge.
It's very, very special.
So
we have to wait a little for those people who have gone for counseling. And there are two things we could possibly do. And I think we will just do both of them. The first one is that I want you to open your mouth and cry to God and say, "Touch me." I'm not talking of anybody. I'm not praying for anybody on my right or my left. I'm talking about me. Lord, touch me. Touch me. Almighty God, touch me. Touch my home. Touch my children. Touch my family. Lord, touch me. I need a touch from you. I know you are able to do all things. If you will, you can make me clean. Please touch me, Lord. Touch me tonight. Yes, Lord. Touch my home. Touch my family. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Touch me, Lord. Touch my home. Touch my finances. Touch the church of God. Touch my town, oh Lord. Yes, Lord, touch my town. Touch Nigeria, Lord. And touch Africa. Touch the whole world today. That your name might be glorified. Touch your church. Touch us now. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The second thing we need to do
It's by faith, let us believe God has done it. And then begin to thank Him. Let's begin to praise Him. I say, Father, I praise You. Because Your word says, if I ask, I will receive. I have asked. I believe that I have received. So, Lord, I thank You. I thank You. Because I know You have heard me. I know You have heard me. I have asked. And I believe I have received. Glory be to Your holy name, Lord. Glory be to Your holy name. Thank You, Savior. Thank You, King of glory. I know You will never lie. I know Your word is forever settled. Blessed be Your holy name. Thank You because I've asked. I know, Lord God Almighty, You have heard. And I know that the answer is come. I know I will have testimonies. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Almighty God. Blessed be Your holy name. I know very soon I will be testifying to Your glory, to Your power, to Your grace. The world will hear, and they will help me to praise You. I know my testimony will shake the nations. Thank You, Father. Glory be to Your holy name, Lord. Blessed, blessed be Your holy name. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Blessed be Your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
And the Lord sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.